5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for August 16th. I'm Derek Gilbert. A special program today as we've got guests in studio, and we've got a special announcement about our 2019 tour of Israel. We're going to introduce to you a couple of gentlemen who will be joining us on the tour. We'll talk a little bit about it and about a special project that they are working on. First, Messiah of Israel Ministries, a gentleman who was raised up to be an Orthodox Jewish rabbi until an annoying American Christian kept witnessing to him and would not leave it alone until Yeshua got a hold of him, Rabbi Zev Parad. Zev,
Shalom.
Welcome back.
Shalom. Thanks for having me, an honor.
And the best-selling author, pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, and the man who just, his new book, released as part of a package with Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis and my new book. He is the author of The Rabbi Who Found Messiah, Gods and Thrones, and the new book, Gods of Ground Zero, Pastor Carl Gallows. Yeah. Carl, welcome.
Thank you, Derek. It's great to be with you. Thank you for the honor.
It is an honor to be able to announce that you gentlemen will be joining us for at least part and perhaps most, if not all, of the tour, the Skywatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel next May, May 12th through the 23rd, 2019 in Israel.
Yeah. In the 70th year.
Which is a significant number. Why was it so significant, the number 70, not just in Hebrew, but throughout the whole ancient world?
70 elders, number of seven is number of perfection.
Sanhedrin.
The Sanhedrin, everything is 70. And in the 70th year, the nation of Israel, the embassy has been moved. Jerusalem recognized as the capital, the eternal capital of Israel based on the Bible. And that's why I think that this year is a significant year. It's always good to go to Israel, but if you can go in this year, it's going to be huge because you can actually walk the land and see all the events happening and everything happening. We need to walk in the footsteps of Yeshua, not just from the outside, but from the inside, in the culture, to understand what's happening in Israel right now in order for us to be a light to the Jews and to the nations.
And that's one of the things that struck Sharon and me as we were there this year on the 70th anniversary and walking through the old city, getting to immerse others in the Jordan River, which was astounding. I'd never baptized anyone before. I mean, you're an old pro at that, I'm sure. But for me, well, for one thing, I was raised in denominations where you sprinkled, first of all, and you had to be ordained to do it. But there were people on the tour who asked if I would, and it was an honor. It was a blessing to be in the Jordan River. Kind of take part in that just remembering that act that Jesus submitted to, to John. Right. But then to see the places the focus of your book, Gods of Ground Zero, in Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, the Garden of Gethsemane, the Mount of Olives, to go underneath the city and see the temples where 2,000 years ago the Jews were hiding from the Romans who were occupying the city above after the destruction of the temple.
Now somebody may be watching this and say, what does it have to do the 70th year with a tour? I mean, we can go to a tour every year and it's good to go to Israel every time. But because of what's happening in the spiritual realm, and you saw the rejoicing of the streets of Israel, you saw how people are excited about it.
Singing in the streets.
Singing literally. In the streets. It's still happening. Something prophetic is happening right now. So you can imagine Christians coming in to Israel, the ones who understand about Israel, and partaking in that, provoking the Jews to jealousy, and then during the time of rejoicing in the 70th year, it can bring in the gospel, but it's important, again, to walk the footsteps of Jesus Yeshua, not just from the sights, but in the culture, and I think that that's what this tour is going to do.
Yeah, and we'll tell you more about how you can put in your reservation and take advantage of this, the opportunity to hear from Pastor Carl Gallops and Rabbi Zev Parad. I'll throw in my 2 cents worth. We'll tell you about that in just a moment or two. Lipkin Tours is coordinating all of this. But to hear from these men in these locations is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And to do this on the 70th year of Israel's independence is, again, an opportunity not to miss. You talk about something prophetic happening, and I know that as I've been reading and trying to keep an eye on the English language sites from Israel, news sites, some of which have a biblical worldview, some are obviously aimed at a Jewish readership. It's clear that the rabbis are seeing this as a prophetic time in Israel. What is their perception of this, and how might this be an opportunity for us as Christians to share the hope we have in Yeshua?
Well, they believe that everything that they're seeing right now, everything that they're experiencing, including the moving of the embassy, they all believe that this is something prophetic leading to bringing in the Messiah. The problem is their Messiah is the first coming. We know that it's true. It is leading to the coming of the Messiah, but Jesus' second coming. It is our duty as believers in Yeshua to preach. I mean, we can't do anything. It's all the Holy Spirit. But to share the love of Jesus with them, with Yeshua, through celebrating the 70th year of the nation of Israel, through bringing tourists, through rejoicing with them, to open their eyes that they won't miss his second coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They miss his first coming so the nations can get salvation. Now it's time for the nations to bring the gospel back to Jerusalem and go home. And in that process, to open the eyes of the Orthodox Jews who understand that something prophetic is happening, but they just don't get it yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important.
Now, Carl, you had written previously about Rabbi Kaduri, who was a very well-respected rabbi.
Orthodox.
Haredi, is that the term that they would prefer, or is that accurate?
He was one of the most Orthodox spiritual leaders of Israel.
Mm-hmm. And as...
He was the top.
We move into this period where they see that something prophetic is coming. Obviously, they're looking at the construction of the third temple. The gods of ground zero, you make the case in the book that Jerusalem is ground zero, that it was the original, that it was the site of Eden, and that's where Eden will be restored with the new Jerusalem. This project, and I don't know how much we can reveal about this project that you guys are collaborating on, but it will involve, I can share this much with you, it will involve a documentary film, which we're coordinating with this tour. Now, again, the details are still kind of up in the air, so we can't make any promises or give any details. There will be a book involved with this as well.
Huh?
What aspect of this prophetic fulfillment are you looking at and hope to explore with the book and the film?
Yeah, thank you. We're looking at it all, including the temple fervor, the Messiah fervor in Israel among the Orthodox, the salvation of Jews, the ingathering, especially in Israel, around the world, but especially in Israel, the focus on Jerusalem, the focus on Israel, the focus on the Temple Mount, and we're going back and revisiting and opening up astounding revelations that connect to the Rabbi Kaduri story, because in 2007, when that note that he had written just before he died was posted on his website, and it was written in a coded form, and when it was decoded by some of his own followers, that revealed that he had revealed that the real name of the true Messiah is Yehoshua, which translates to Yeshua or Jesus through the various language translations. But in the oldest Hebrew form, Yehoshua would mean what we would now call Yeshua. And there he lays it out, the real Messiah's name, who is soon to come, is Yeshua. Mm-hmm. Now, this is from the most venerated Orthodox rabbi in Israel's modern history. He was over the Sephardi Jews, the Ashkenazi Jews. He was looked to as an authority by both of these denominations, and Zev can tell you that's unheard of. Just there's nobody else that's done that. He was just so important. He was connected to Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, helped him to win his first prime ministership. I mean, this guy's connected to politicians, to rabbis, all over Israel, all over the world. And his website reached millions. When he died in 2006, 300,000 people came to his funeral. They had to close the city streets of Jerusalem down. Well, the bottom line is, in the meantime, the deep state, the fake news of Israel for all of these years, been trying to cover this story up. Well, I wrote a book years ago called The Rabbi Who Found Messiah. Zev was in it. I didn't know him. He didn't know me, but I was on the internet and saw that he's witnessing to some of Kaduri's students. He's connected to Kaduri's family line. His family line's connected to them. They're not related, but they're connected through their ministries and through their political connections. And so, when the book comes to Israel, he gets it, he reads it, he says, oh my gosh, I can use this. I can finally prove. The picture of the note is there. I can take this to Jews and show them. So we got connected and all that. Next thing you know, we're together traveling the world, ministering, preaching, teaching, doing Israeli tours and prophecy conferences and writing books. So the bottom line is, in these years, though, people say, well, that's an old story. Oh, no.
It's far from being old.
That story connects to everything that's happening in Israel, Jerusalem, the gospel, Jews being saved, not only in Israel, but in China, all over the United States, in Europe, because of this revelation. But in the meantime, Zev, people have come to him and said, let me tell you what really happened. People have come to me. I was on an interview, a media interview with a Jewish host who revealed on that interview, after I had written the book, something I didn't know. He had deep connections, not only in Israel, but to the people, the Jews that were connected to this story. He says, I can tell you when they took the note down, how they destroyed his original note to keep the handwriting from being analyzed. Huh. And he said, I can tell you the details. And over there, he does it. Well, all of that's in this book. The whole spiritual, supernatural connection of how we came together and how another family in the United States that neither of us knew read my book on a vacation trip in the Key West. They called me up and said, what's this Gentile from? How do you know about this story of Kaduri? I said, well, I'm just an investigator, you know, and I'm a pastor and I write. And
former law enforcement, yeah, investigating law is what you do. Yeah.
And I said, so I just put it together. They said, this is astounding. We need to see you. So they drive up, they meet me. They've taken the book to Israel. They're connected. He's spoken. This guy's spoken before the Sanhedrin before. I didn't know that. They hunt him down, find him, give him the book. He says, what? And the next thing you know, this thing is exploding to this very day. The anti-missionary groups in Israel attack him.
They're shaking.
They attack me because Jews are being saved by the thousands overall. And, I mean, God's doing an amazing thing. So this new work is going to be about that. It's going to be about the Messiah fervor, the temple fervor. It's going to be about Jerusalem, the fixture and focus of what that is, the name of God. I mean, it's just going to be this huge monumental work in book form, and then right with it, a documentary film shot in Israel and Jerusalem.
And there are shocking revelations there. There are things in the book, cover-ups by the Sanhedrin, the deep state Sanhedrin, cover-ups.
Stuff that's never been revealed.
Never been revealed. And and Satan is going crazy from this book. He doesn't want it to be published. But we know it's we give all the glory to Jesus, but there are things in that book over there that if they get revealed, not only are the Sanhedrin going to shake, more Jews are going to come to faith. More Christians are going to know how to pray for Israel. Mm-hmm. They're praying for Israel, but you know what you're praying about. Your prayer is much more effective. And the revelation in this book is going to enable and encourage the body of Jesus around the world to pray for Israel more, and how to pray for Israel, to understand what's going on in Israel and how powerful this message of Rabbi Kaduri that was used by God is.
Mm. So this is sort of a sneak release, a preview of something coming from Defender Publishing and Defender Films in 2019, featuring Pastor Carl Gallup's Rabbi Zev Peratt, and we'll be working on this during the Skywatch TV Wars of the Gods tour of Israel in May of 2019. You can be a part of that. May 12th through 23rd, through the 27th, if you want to come with us and extend the tour into Jordan, get a chance to meet Carl, meet Zev, meet Zev's lovely wife, Lynn. And, of course, Sharon and I will be there as well. You'll find out more information, and you can reserve your place at LipkinTours.com, LipkinTours.com. And, of course, we'll be sharing more information as plans firm up over the months ahead. Well, gentlemen, I know you've got planes to catch, and we've got more to discuss. Always fascinating conversations when these two gentlemen come to visit us, and it is truly a blessing. Hopefully, we can see you together with them in Israel next May. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV.
From the Garden of Eden to our current day, dark Luciferian entities have worked to destroy mankind, while biblical prophecy points to a soon coming war between earthly governments and a clash of colossal proportions. Dr. Thomas Horn says you cannot understand much of the Bible unless you read and grasp the revelations in the Gods of War Super Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive The Alliance of Evil, the groundbreaking new book by Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, which unveils the prophetic new dual Cold War between the U.S., Russia, and China unfolding across the global spectrum now. The Gods of Ground Zero, that explains the supernatural forces operating behind current global events. And The Last Clash of the Titans, which analyzes the most overlooked prophecies in the Bible and explains how Jesus Christ himself will soon go to war against the gods of antiquity. But with this three-volume critical collection, you'll also receive completely free of charge the brand new, never-before-released, full-length DVD, War of the Gods. Volume 1, Search for the Titans. Walk one-on-one with your personal guides, Derek and Sharon Gilbert, through a tour of the Holy Land, including Shiloh, Bethel, and Mount Hermon. You will see where the final battle between God and the rebel angels will take place. And you'll explore for yourself Sardinia's megalithic tombs of the giants, their connection to the ancient Canaanites, and the final battle. And that's not all. You'll also receive, for a very limited time, the best of the first annual Blessed Hope Prophecy Conference on DVD. This two-disc DVD collection is jam-packed with over 11 hours of mind-boggling revelations from presenters like Dr. Thomas R. Horn on Deep State Saboteurs and the Secret Destiny of America, Sharon Gilbert on the Return of the Ancients through Pharmakia, Necromancy, and Virtual Reality, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis on the inside war against President Trump by elite secret societies, and unforgettable presentations from celebrated theologian Dr. Michael Lake, Derek P. Gilbert, Josh Peck, and more. But we're still not done. Skywatch TV's Off the Record series is back by popular demand with a brand new, never-before-aired DVD, The Gods of War Edition, featuring exclusive interviews with Detective Carl Gallops, Senior Pentagon Analyst Robert McGinnis, Derek and Sharon Gilbert on the coming hyper-battle between the forces of God and the titans of biblical prophecy. This content is only available in this exclusive offer and will not be aired anywhere else. Included for a limited time with the Gods of War Super Collection. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of $220. All six items, yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This, without a doubt, is the largest special offer of the summer and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Gods of War Super Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.